So they're reminding us that love has come upon us as we will take note. In other words, the mind is going to keep dreaming the past because it's all it knows to do. So it's just going to go, it's basically on a repeat cycle. So it's just going to keep doing its thing. And we want to remember that we are creator beings. So we're creating out of that false awareness or belief system until we have a heart. So when we have a heart, it's sort of like we're willing to step into a new game, a new formation, a new cycle, a new era, a new destiny, a new announcement. So the idea is it's new and it has additional consideration, meaning it has secrets, it has kind gesturing, it has information. It has sort of like the secrets of the universe where what can never be solved by the mind. I mean, it just can't, because it's just conflict, dualism. It's sort of like signing off on an old reality or an old system and opening to the gift of life. So allow yourselves to be stirred and allow yourselves to succeed and allow yourselves to shout for joy. So I kind of hesitated when I said shout, like really? So you can see how we've all been functioning out of a false prejudice that when my awareness receives the concept of joy, I'm not even quite sure what to do with it. So that's the point. That's love's advantage. That's how much higher we're going. That's how much higher we're entitled to in terms of our true broadcast. So when I'm looking at this energy, it's got like a whirlwind effect. So just think about that. Like when you have a whirlwind, it's sort of like it picks up steam, it picks up energy, and it usually takes things for a ride. So whatever is like within its sphere is advanced, is assisted. So again, it has a sense of urgency, it has strength, it has vitality. And so the more that we understand that we're being all consumed, that we're being all accompanied, that we're being graduated, that we're being stepped upon, that we're being shown the way, we can allow ourselves at last to come into direct contact with our true higher self. So we want to remember that that higher awareness, we say higher, but where it's actually residing in the perfect place of all. So it's sort of like that joke, you know, where are you going? Well, I'm seeking God, but God's within. So when we go seeking mile after mile after mile, we're kind of spinning our wheels in a sense that we want to remember that the day of reckoning is upon us. So there's something very strong, substantial, steady, forthright, strong about the fact that it's upon us. We want to really receive that. When I'm saying that, there's a master is basically staring at me, and he's got a very, very long beard. I'm just noticing that beard more than anything. For whatever reason, it's extremely long. It kind of makes me think like he's been in retreat years and years and years. But with that, I'm looking at, what would I call that? Like smoke signals. And so the idea behind those smoke signals is it's like the new errors being signaled, the new awareness is being suggested. So when he's looking at us, he's offering us a new base. He's offering us new circumstances. He's offering us a graduated emphasis. He basically looks like, not that you need to necessarily know. He's saying, go ahead and say it, it's okay. He looks crazy. But he's saying the reason I receive him that way is he looks like he's out of his mind. And he's like, aha, aha, because this is the whole point. And he's saying, won't you join me there? Won't you join me there? So allow yourselves to be uplifted. Now they're showing me the King of Pentacles. So that's a lot of power. That is a lot of power. to spring us forth into our destiny. Allow yourselves to receive, allow yourselves to look away. We're looking away from our past prescription. When I just said past prescription, the like lightning bolt of activity that just shone, that just was received, was extraordinary. So we really want to receive that there's this gift of emphasis to be made known. So we want to remember that 3D it's just going to start rocking the boat. And so those that are ready to lead the way, which would be all of us, are going to be enhanced, because you can't lead until you know where you're going. So you want to remember that there are 8 billion people that want to come along, that want to follow you, that want to twist and shout. So it's for you to receive your gifting. It's for you to receive your new requirement. It's for you to receive your heavenly kind gesturing. It's for you to receive your new place in heaven with love's assurance. So remember, heaven's a state of awareness, it's a state of consciousness, and it makes all the difference in the world. And so they're basically saying, won't you arrive? So in order to arrive, we have to leave the ground. We have to leave the old, when I say the ground, it's not like to not be grounded. Of course, we want to be grounded on the earth, but ground in terms of there's like a new ground. There's a new cycle. There's a new establishment. There's a new offering. So it's sort of like a new awareness, a new vicinity. So we understand that. Now they're showing me the Queen of Swords. So again, remember her sword to cut through the delusion of the mind. And so when we have these kings and queens arriving, it's sort of like all things are now possible. All things are now possible. So allow yourselves to be gifted always. Always is to be continuously gifted, even after the channeling's over, even after we all say goodbye. Because it's there in the ethers to be well established. So every time we can conceive, every time we believe it's possible, every time we get lifted up in good faith, we're in a new reality. So we really want to get that. There's not one reality that we're stuck in at all whatsoever. That everything is possible now as we will adapt to the sign of the time. So they're just showing me, if you remember that twister game. So it's sort of like you can put your hand here, or there, or your leg or whatever. And so when they said twist and shout earlier, that's what they were conveying, is this sense of movement. So we always think of like a physical movement, but they of course mean an energetic movement. So this is the change of seasons that's now upon us. So as we receive from the heart, remember the heart's going to be well advised. The heart's going to explain. The heart's going to tell. And they're just showing me the Kundalini serpent. And there's a master that's walking with a cane. And his cane looks like a serpent, but he's showing me it's actually a spine. So it's got like that curvature of the spine that then becomes the cane that he's sort of like walking with the peacock feathers, just to establish like his self-mastery. And so he's saying like, now it's your turn. Now it's your turn. So we really want to feel that. We want to feel prosperous. We want to feel fully engaged. We want to feel that like we're amongst masters, all of us. So it's like you and you and you and you. So when all these masters come by to teach or to accessorize, meaning hand out energy or good favor transmissions, they see us sort of like as their mirror. So they're not looking at us in a downward fashion. They're looking at us with delight, because it's sort of like, there I am on my way to ascension. There I am in recognizing my true status. There I am in recognizing the truth of self and recognizing all of me. So again, the more that we can uplift ourselves, the more that we can stay in that place of illuminated witnessing, of illuminated guidance, of illuminated transformation, there, then all will be, what would be the word of that? Like kept included or kept sincere. So in English, we tend to leave. It's sort of like we leave and then we think, oh, now I got to pay attention. The world needs me to concentrate on form. So what we're learning to do, remember, it is to have a heart at last. And we're going to recognize that we can function very well from that higher heart awareness and allow the gift of our true ensemble to provide. So the mind's going to support us and help us, but that we're being sponsored by a new ally, by a new awareness, by a new light. So allow your taste of dreams to begin. So in other words, whatever is sort of like there for you, sort of cooking in the pot next, that's already in the ethers, waiting to be materialized into form, let it present, let it be supplied, let it be easy to spot. And including in that, whatever we need to release, to consent to, let that come upon us. Because remember, we're not just like waiting for the genie. We're here to learn how to create in consciousness. We're here to be masters. So as lovely as receiving a wish is, that's not going to help us in the long run. What we want to do is to master consciousness successfully so that we can create at will again and again and again, and then help others do the same. So what we want is what needs to go and what needs to come in. So we may be releasing lack, we may be bringing in strength, we may be releasing victimhood, we may be bringing in like whatever it is. So it's like out and in, the old system out, the new system in. So the more that we can stand in a ready posture, meaning that it's the process is already under our feet, it's already like the show has already begun. So when the show has already begun, you're not waiting for it to begin. You're aware that you're stepping in the middle. So usually we come in, previews, just the overture, just beginning or whatever. But we take our seat gladly because if you paid for a show and you take your seat, you're expecting a show. There may be a delay, but you know, you got your tickets, the show must go on. So we really want to feel that, like the show is already in process. The more that we can make that very palatable, tangible, relevant, that it's already ongoing and we're learning how to make our placements secure. In other words, we're learning how to read our from our very best. So reading those new energies, reading those that new information of light, and allow that to permeate. So to permeate, we don't want to have any more rigid thinking. I don't even want to say that either. But there's a reason that example came up, because it's in the collective, and that's why different celebrities are tapping into it. What they said was like, blonde hair people are better than brown hair or whatever. So it's tapping into some collective energies that people are tapping into. But we want to understand, if we come in with prejudice, prejudice is just what our mind thinks it knows. Then, when the energy can permeate, meaning like travel through, when like they're showing me like a net that somehow covers us, and that net is sort of stretching so that light can come through. It's not opaque. It's like that new awareness, that new light can come in, and so it's going to shift how we exist. It's going to shift how we understand ourselves and others, and it's going to teach us all that we need in order to bring forth our performance, because each of us are spiritual leaders presiding over the dance. In other words, directing, showing, illustrating as an example, as an orator, and sometimes all of the above. So allow yourselves to change hands with liberal lifestyles. So it's sort of like, okay, I'm game. So we want to understand we're moving into a new enrichment that we know of not, meaning our mind has not experienced it before, or if it has, like very temporary moments. But that as we remain sincere, that all is coming on board. In other words, all is upgrading. All is like lending a hand. In other words, being offered to us as we will assimilate, as we will accommodate. That accommodation is critical. If we're not making room, if we're not making space, if we think we already have it figured out, then we're not going to listen. We're not going to hear with that spiritual hearing. So allow all to be suggested now, meaning whatever you want to share, whatever you want to teach me, whatever you want to tell me, I'm yours. So again, we're offering ourselves to our higher self, our I Am Presence, our Christ self, our Buddhahood, whatever word rings true. But you want to have that sense of allowance of something greater. Now they're showing me King of Pentacles again. That's imparting wisdom. Now, King of Pentacles is materialization. So it's sort of like this isn't just for awareness, but that we're going to bring it forth and demonstrate it to the world. So it's like we're bringing it into earth, changing our field, changing how we manifest, changing how we heal. So allow these gifts to be placed securely within our field. And when I'm looking at that, it's sort of like a tool belt. Everyone's got their belt with all their accessories now. And to allow that at last, meaning I receive. Bringing yourselves into higher illuminated awareness. Trusting that all is unfolding for your best and everyone else's best and highest good. That's involved in every area of your life. And they're saying no holdbacks. So if someone's suing you and they're just a real mean kind of person, then that applies to them. May everything serve everyone's best and highest good. We need to offer it to what we consider to be friend and foe, meaning remembering everyone's really an aspect of self, playing a part that's critical to the ascension. And there have been very interesting parts that have been handed out, and the performances have been superior. In other words, if you're playing a narcissist, really play it well, because it's going to wake people up to their light. So we want to offer that light to the many. That includes the ones that are, you know, the sandpaper for us to lean up against, our Zen masters. Make sure you include them. That's how you're going to get the most abundance and assurance from this and all transmissions, not just for you, for one and all, for the many, particularly those that may annoy you from time to time, that to come into your sphere. You may have people that just don't bother you at all. And then one or two, that's who you want to include. Could be a politician, doesn't have to be someone you actually personally know. Just make sure all is on board. Everyone's invited on the bus. I actually just watched a politician hop on my bus. So it worked. There you go. And gratitude. Thank you. For all I'm given, for all that I receive, for all that will be soon supplied. Because once we integrate this, there's more for all that will be soon supplied. So it is. Thank you, everyone, for sharing.